Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Be sure to check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. Jim's blog's right there on the homepage. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz. On my website, you can find lots of stuff that that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years, and is his words of wisdom in voice and in print. Lots of good stuff that you can also find his books there. We make those available on our resource page, which is all, these are also available on his site, which we'll get him to give us in just a little bit. But Jeffrey is our top home-based teleworking expert. He's a pretty darn good technology expert, and more importantly, he's our good friend. He's also, by the way, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You wanted to talk about technology today. You know, Jeffrey, next week is Home-Based Business Week.
Yes, it is.
And I wrote an article about that last year, and I keep recycling it every year because it's still a good article. But if I do say so myself, but the thing that I said that has the two things that I said that has made teleworking home-based and home-based working possible, and especially home-based businesses possible, and acceptable really too. The two things are the official death of the myth of job security.
Right.
And number two, technology.
Right.
And if it weren't for those two things, of course, the first one has given people some grit to actually, you know, believe that they could be home-based and without being weird. And the second one has actually made it possible, hasn't it?
Well, I will tell you. The first one's wrong because we're all a little weird when we work from home, but that's a personal observation there. But yes, I would agree.
I wasn't talking about you, Jeffrey. I was talking about everybody else.
Oh, I'm talking about the millions of minions who work from home.
Just a little bit off their beam, just a tiny bit, aren't they?
And, you know, and it's interesting trying to get us to jive with those around us in the corporate environment. In fact, I just got done writing a one of my home office success story zines that'll come out next week, talking about these wacky circadian rhythms that we home officers have, and I sort of open it up by saying that you know, my coffee cup's already empty. I've listened to 2 hours of music. I've gotten, you know, 2 hours of correspondence done. Blah blah blah, and it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning already. So, you know, I mean, you know, is it whacked? Maybe, but it's my rhythm, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know, I was home base for about 2.5 years, and the home base officials made me stop. They said I wasn't quite weird enough, so I had to go get an office downtown.
Oh, they should review that decision. And I think you're plenty weird to join our ranks, but you're right. I mean, I don't fear job security now. I might fear client woes and whether a client comes and goes. But that's, you know, it's not a matter of losing a job. It's a matter of losing a gig or a client. And it really boils down to my ability to go out and you know, sow the fields and reap what's out there and see what's available and make my own opportunities, what entrepreneurialism is all about. And then also it is the technology that's made it happen. It's the technology that's made us able to work from home, to work remotely, whether it's the computer or now increasingly broadband. I did a survey recently of home officers, and I got about 100 responses, and they all, to a man and woman, have broadband. And those who got it within the past year, the caveat or the exclamation, so to speak, is the same. I don't know how I got along without it.
Well, listen, I mean, you should have asked them if they have a roof.
Exactly.
There would have been more people would have responded that they didn't have a roof than they didn't have broadband at their home base. I mean, I can't even comprehend. I mean, folks, if you have to eat bologna three times a day, if your home base business, you got broadband.
Right.
But by the way, I think I saw recently where the number of households in America with broadband had gone over 100 million.
Right. Long surpassed dial-up. I mean, dial-up is old news. And dial-up is the backup they give you if your broadband should go down. I don't even know how to hook it up. What's the phone line?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'd know how to do that anymore. So let's get back to the technology, though.
Sure.
Let's get back to some of the gadgets. Now, you pretty much work from home. You don't do a lot of traveling. You don't take your – I mean, I take my show on the road. I mean that literally and figuratively. I take my business on the road somewhere just about every month.
Right.
Some months, a lot of times during the month.
Right.
And so I need to take my processing power with me.
Right.
You do it less often, but you still need to do it sometimes, don't you?
Well, what's interesting is I'm about to head out on the road on a tour that's going to take me to three cities this weekend, three cities next weekend, and then I'm going to be speaking in a fourth market. Literally, I'm going to be on the road, and then we're traveling for a family holiday the week after that for family obligation, I should say. Over the next 3 weeks, I'll be out of the office probably 12 days. Typically, you know, I'm a word man. I mean, I'm a knowledge cruncher. So, I mean, I can work from anywhere. Just give me a computer. But sometimes, you know, you check into a hotel, there is no computer there for you to use unless you go down to the business center at 30 cents a minute or whatever.
Right.
So, yes, I needed a laptop. I had one. It got commandeered by my wife for her studies. So I went out hunting for a laptop recently and really found some interesting things and some smart ways to go shopping for new technology.
Talk to us about what you need to what you would consider to be the minimal capability of a laptop.
Well, I think it depends on the individual and what they do. In short, how many applications are you going to run? I realize that while I use, for example, ACT as a contact management database, I've not totally set up the laptop yet, but will I need to migrate ACT and all its functions and all its calendaring items over there? Probably so eventually, so I'll need that. I need Word, so I bought a copy of Microsoft Office to load onto the laptop because to get a low price, and I didn't want to spend a ton of money because this is not something I'm going to use more than probably 21 days a year.
You won't use this. You don't use this every day like I do.
Exactly. So I don't need a whiz bang, and I don't need something that, as you have said, is tough as new rope. I mean, I need something that's going to last more days on my shelf in my office than in a laptop attaché on the road.
And consequently, companies out there have multiple price points.
Right. Exactly.
They all have processing power. They all have the gadgets you can add to them. They all have RAM memory. They all have the wireless and all that sort of thing.
Right.
But they have different boxes that they put them in. Some are titanium, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But they do offer the different price points for what you're talking about.
Right. And ultimately, we'll come back to what I spent and what I looked for and how I got exactly what I needed.
Hold on to that thought, folks. And we're going to get some more good information out of Jeffrey right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Safe at Home. He's also the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's also the author of Home Office Know-How, and all of these books can be found at his website. Go ahead, Jeffrey, give it to us, please.
It's www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and they can find other things there too, right? Including some of the articles you've written recently.
Yeah, it's funny. I also have I take no advertising on the site, so it's uncluttered that way. But I also have a resources page that has a ton of stuff on it. What's interesting, it's so full of stuff that my webmaster has called me and said, you know what, you better break it into a couple pages because the scripts aren't running right and it's starting to bog down. So, well, if you go there, you don't notice. I go there and it causes me all sorts of grief.
Isn't it funny how one man's clutter is another man's beauty?
You know what? Trash to treasure, my man. Trash to treasure. So, you know what? I'm loving my resources page because I just got a new one, work-at-home humor. And so I had to throw that up there. And I did. And it was the straw that broke the website's back.
Right.
So I need to start breaking that page down.
So that's chiefhomeofficer.com. Okay, we're buying technology. We're actually buying a laptop, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Now, folks, what I found, Jeffrey, is that that in terms of components, you can all of them have Wi-Fi, wireless,
right.
wireless capability.
Right.
All of them have, you know, 1. Whatever gigahertz of speed, which is like a rocket ship.
Right.
All of them have. You can get a 40 megabyte hard drive or an 80 gigabyte hard drive. Even if the basic model doesn't have it, you can add those.
Right.
You can all add plenty of RAM to them.
Right.
But it seems to me that the big difference is in the form and the weight.
Right.
And the type of material that they're constructed of. And
right.
that's where a lot of the prices are, the difference is, isn't it?
That's where the price breaks down. And I forgot what the metrics was, but we were looking at laptops and, you know, slow as molasses as I can be, we're talking to the guy here. And, okay, well, this one's a 14-inch, and it's 5.5 pounds. I'm just going to throw numbers out there because
right.
I forgot what they are. And here's a 15-inch. How much does this 15-inch weigh? That weighs 6.8 pounds or whatever.
Right.
How much does this 15-inch weigh? 6.8 pounds. And that one? 6.8 pounds. I'm like, oh, there's a pattern here. So essentially by the size of the screen where you're getting a 12-point-something-inch diagonal screen like a TV, or
right.
you're getting a 14, or you're getting a 15, or even up to, you know, 17s, they all pretty much weigh the same by screen size. I wanted not necessarily a big screen. I wanted a smaller screen because I wanted a smaller laptop that's easier for travel. I went somewhere recently, and I had a friend who went with me who brought this small little laptop that, you know what, it's not your desktop computer. It's not his everyday tool. He doesn't need, and you can always increase the resolution so you can see something better on the screen if it's all too small, and that's what I was shopping for. So we were able to get, I got a 12-inch screen.
I thought you were going for 14.
14, excuse me,
yeah.
with on the which is wide format, which is great for when my kids are going to want to mm-hmm. watch, you know, DVDs, which it's like watching on high-def TV. We put one in there, and it was unbelievable. But we had that. I got 80 gigs of hard drive.
Yeah.
I got a 512 meg RAM. I got 802.
That's a random access memory. That's for
random
loading all the
memory.
Different programs.
That's what shuts down when you shut down the computer and it loads everything.
And
back
you obviously
up again.
Got Wi-Fi, wireless.
We got 802.11g, which is the latest for Wi-Fi.
Right.
And the important part there is not only will it be able to sync into my, which already does, into my Wi-Fi network in my home, but many hotels now, which is a great thing to consider when you're traveling, many hotels have free Wi-Fi throughout.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you just open it up, but it also
or if
has,
you're in a, if you're in a, an office building, you could pick up somebody else's Wi-Fi.
There you go.
And
exactly.
Borrow their connection. Okay. What about security? Did you get any kind of security capability?
It came with Microsoft has some on there, and it also came with a 3-month trial of a antivirus.
I was thinking more of a personal security thing, like a little biometric
firewall?
Biometrics capability.
Oh, I did not get biometrics on it. The other thing is this is not.
And I would think that that'd be another thing. The IBM's got the little thing you put your finger across, the little biometrics thing. And I don't know this, but I would assume that the lower price ones may not come with that. But anyway, there is that capability out there on different machines.
And that is something to consider. Again, mine is
that
not
way. You actually it actually recognizes you. It takes a fingerprint.
It takes a thumb scan. Exactly.
And if it's not your fingerprint, then you don't get in.
You don't get in. It locks it down, and that's a way to, you know, that's really important because there was a story told about a CEO of a major technology company who left his laptop unattended, and someone walked off with it with all sorts of plans and data and information.
Yeah.
And so it can happen to the best and worst of us. So you if that's important, which I mean, my data is important, but it's not critical. It's all going to be made public eventually anyway, as I write articles. But it's you know you don't want somebody to be able to hack in, especially if you carry financials, which I won't on my
but
laptop.
But you do want to be able to you do want to buy the security capability for if you're going to be wireless because people can get to your signal and steal your stuff.
You want to make sure that you have mm-hmm. a firewall, that you have of course antivirus if you're downloading documents, all the stuff that you would have on your
right.
on your desktop at
right.
home, and then some. You want to make sure I've written articles about that where people, you're at some public Wi-Fi hotspot, and, you know, people can just, you know, they can hack right in if you're on
yeah.
an unprotected network.
You know,
so
Jeffrey,
you want to make sure that you're protected.
I now work exclusively off of a laptop. When I'm in the office, it's on a docking station, and it drives a separate keyboard, mouse, and monitor.
That's you know pretty, what? It's key what's going on. And you just have to make that decision how it's going to work
pretty
best
cool,
for you.
Pretty cool way to do it, folks. You might have something to think about. That way I only have one computer. Hey, thanks, Jeffrey, for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with
Give
you.
Give us the website again.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a good one. Jeffrey Zabar. He'll be back. I will be, too, with Sam Norwood right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.